Parallel lines travel, but they will never meet. Across time, they wrangle with the space left between. Ladders climb abysses left abandoned in the middle, like a double helix spiral that gets crammed into the spittle. Dust to dust, ashes to ashes, atoms to atoms. The rungs reach longingly twixt the eaves and atoms. Our nav seems to bond within the spectrum so ambiguous. Interesting, the body seems a product of ambivalence. It moves in leapfrogs, pinballing pistons, an input delay. Lag within the system, veins creep like vines outside of epidermis, and directions undetermined yet to render any surface, and it's getting further. You can see it in horizons, event zero dawn, ticking bombs without a timer, infinite in potential, limited by fences, a mown lawn void where the grass aims to dissect them. So twiddle all appendages, find ever in attendance, feel the vessel put on trial with the head as the defense, sending mixed messages on prepaid credit, receivers stay wide, pain receptors ready while someone grips the wheel and another grips the rudder, and a third holds the capstan firm with sheer mana, sailing down the face upon a trickle of sweat, pooling in the port with a click of the neck. Floating colonizing buses, non-organic spawn, the interface garbled, graffiti on the wall. Sit amidst the marvel of the people creeping forward with an organizing principle of mimicking it all. Decide, plug it up or plug it in. Augment the skin with hypothetical sin, from swimming with fins to cannibalizing kin. Finally, the stimulant entering the visceral, pinned under the fangs of the Ouroboros ring.